All right, welcome back to the next episode of ABC D-Bags.
Ooh, here we are again, coming back.
I'm Bradley
back.
D, that guy over there that you can't see because this is a podcast, it is Tony B.
Hey, Bradley D, good to be back. How the hell are you?
I'm doing pretty good. How is your day going?
Super smooth, super smooth. It's just a regular riot over here.
It is?
Did
you eat anything good?
I had me a pizza today.
Oh, from Roy's,
like
Roy's
40,
pizza?
40 minutes of Roy's pizza. Unfortunately, Kino was off work today, so the backup delivery driver had to come in, and it was like 40 minutes late.
That's awesome. So speaking of delivery, we are doing letter D, and that is not for delivery. I just thought I'd let everyone know.
No, it's not.
It is for debate. So Tony and I asked our newly found listeners for some suggestions for us to debate, because this seems like it would go very well, us debating topics.
There's absolutely nothing that could go wrong.
Nothing could go wrong. Nothing. Nothing ever goes wrong.
I think we've got this smoothed out by now, and we've got it all figured out.
I think our track record is 0-4 now. 0-4.
0-4.
Let me give you a little history about the debate. A debate is an argument or strife or quarrel, controversy, especially a formal discussion of subjects before a public assembly or legislature. Debating is carried out in debating chambers and often assembles of various types of discussion matters to make resolutions about actions to be taken upon voting. The outcome of a contest may be decided by the audience vote or by judges or by some combination of the two, which we are just going to do it here on this podcast. We don't really have a chamber. This is our chamber. And we have no judges.
Well,
I think we get judged enough by our listeners.
We definitely do. We definitely get judged enough. But I guess I did have my special debate chambers built this week. I thought we were building our own debate chambers. So I guess I'm already one up on you on that one.
Well,
so
I'll tell you what. Actually, debate chambers is Diane Chambers' brother off of Cheers is debate chambers.
Appeared in one episode. Throwaway
character. And it was the last episode, so no one really remembers. Although debating
he was the guy who came down the stairs
he
and
was
knocked
like,
on.
Are you guys open? No, we're
sorry,
closed.
We're closed.
Although debating in various forms has a long history, it can be traced back to political debates of ancient Greece, such as Athens democracy. Modern forms of debating and the establishment of debating societies occurred during the Age of Enlightenment in the 18th century. So we are not as classy as that.
Nowhere near.
No. So Tony B is going to go through some suggestions that our listeners went through.
Yes.
They joined our Facebook page, which is ABC D-Bags with a Z and a hyphen if you want.
And,
if you want to join that, join in the shenanigans. So go ahead. What was our first topic?
Our first topic was given to us by Adam.
Ooh, Adam.
Adam.
I like
strong
Adam.
Name. Which way should the toilet paper roll?
And this is a good question. Now, do you want is it up or down? Is that what we're talking about? Like the roll up?
Yeah, like does it roll over?
Then you pull it.
Does it roll over or under?
Okay, under or over. Do you want under or over?
I'll take over.
Okay, I'll take under because those are our two options. I guess I can't
take
the
only
option
left.
All right,
I like to go sideways with mine.
Yeah, I like to go. I just like to put it on the ground and pull it along while the cat chases it. That's the real answer.
You like put it on the paper towel roll, so it stands up.
Yeah, the paper towel roll, so it just stands up. And you just, yeah. I actually just use paper towels because I'm a brawny man.
Well, I use magazines still. I recycle magazines.
She uses magazines. All right. Okay. I think we decided we're going to do 2 minutes on each debate between us two, and you guys be the judge. Yeah.
You
so
guys,
we won't
we'll
even
let
know
you decide
who wins. We don't
who
even
wins.
Care who wins.
Oh, this is, obviously these are debates. We are debating.
Yeah.
You are deciding. Debates and decide. See, D start. They both start with D.
Yes, it's debate and decide. So
you decide. We debate.
You decide. All right. Go ahead. 2 minutes on the clock. All right.
Am I going first? Or are you
yeah,
going
you
first?
Go first. 2 minutes on the clock. And remember, if you don't know anything, pass. Oh, wait. This is not $10,000 pyramid. Sorry. I thought we were the bonus round. Okay. All right. You got your timer set?
No. Why would I do that?
Oh,
why would
I? Oh, you want me to time? Oh, geez. See, we are totally not on top of this. Okay. I'll time you.
Okay.
Okay. Hold on.
I got it.
Okay. Fine. You do it.
Okay. Fine. You do it.
No. Okay.
Wait,
you want
you
me
mean?
To do it?
Okay. You want me to do it?
I have the questions right. up. What do you want to do? You want to do this or not? You want
I got
to do
it.
This episode?
Got it.
You got it?
What?
Okay, doing, no, you okay, X? No. How about you do the timing?
I'll do the timing.
No, how about okay, let's just debate on who's gonna do the timing. Okay, ready?
Okay.
Wait, how are we gonna do that? We gotta time each other.
Shit. I didn't okay.
We didn't plan
I got
this.
Your timer pulled up.
No,
yeah,
I don't have my timer.
Timer
pulled up for some stupid reason. My phone's not working. Oh, there it is. Hold on. No, it's not. Go ahead. You got it?
Yeah, I got the timer.
This
so
is great radio.
Are
once
you going
again.
First or am I going first?
You go first.
Okay.
You picked over, right?
I'm going over. I'm okay. going over. And this whole show is going under, so.
Okay.
Okay. I am ready. Okay. So, toilet paper, over and under. I think it should go over because that's just the natural flow of things. If you have your toilet paper sitting on the roll and it's a nice cup over, when you pull it down, it feeds itself just perfectly. Because if you have it on the underside, and especially if you have pets, if you have a cat, if you have a dog or something, they're always going to get into that because you always have the toilet paper hanging down. And then if it hangs down too low, you could possibly get – they could possibly touch the bathroom floor. And we all know that is the grossest place of any surface that could possibly be in any existence besides, I guess, a subway terminal. But I still wouldn't want to wipe my ass with toilet paper that has touched my bathroom floor. Let's see. What else? This is actually pretty hard. That's
I know.
Oh, actually, oh no, it's not as hard because I set
my. Are you 2 minutes up?
Okay, no, okay. I still have a minute left. Okay, I thought my time was up. So just aside from the fact that it's completely wrong to have it come from the underside, because I've got nothing else.
That's
left
what
to
she
do.
Said.
Hey-o. Hi-o. No, you're just a savage. You're just a freaking savage if you have it coming from underneath. That's all I've got.
Is that it? Are you done? All right. That's fine. I'm going under, though, right? Just like the show. Okay.
Just like the show.
All right. Let me know when you're ready.
Okay. And this time I'll set the timer for 2 minutes instead of 2 hours. That's why I kept looking at my time. I'm like, oh, my God.
This was a two-hour episode and brought to you in part by Tony. And his timer, we are totally not prepared. We are not professional. We should not be
We're
running
not professional
a podcast.
By any means. Okay. I kept looking at the timer. I'm like, how do I have so much freaking time left? Minutes are feeling like hours.
Like,
literally.
I could talk for 2 hours about toilet paper. And we would. But we have to
We
keep
would.
Going. Okay. I'm under,
it's harder
right?
than you think. It's yeah. harder than you think. Okay. Are you ready?
Yeah.
And your 2 minutes starts now.
So I think that you should have your toilet paper under. So many times when I have my toilet paper over, it goes and kind of rolls by itself for some stupid reason, and it never gets perfect like that, right? And so I have to kind of keep it like under. That way it keeps still. And then when I can just kind of pull it out. So I pull it out like this, and I go, and I pull it out like that. And then it goes crazy when I have it the other way. But when I have it this way, you know, it doesn't drive me nuts. And then I'll be okay. I'll have everything correct. And then it won't flip around for me. Yeah, and the cat will have to pull its claw up and go crazy with it. And he can't drag it further like he does with the over. Am I fine? I'm done. That's it.
Okay. All right. You have 58 seconds left if you would like.
No.
To just make noises and sound effects. That's which I call shenanigans on that.
There was nothing. There was no rules about this. That I couldn't have sound effects.
Oh, man, I'm so pissed that you have sound effects that I don't.
No, there was no rule that said I couldn't have sound effects. Okay.
Curse you, I shake my fist at you. If the viewers at home could see us now, I'd be shaking my fist.
You should have seen
so
your
hard.
Face when I did that coil thing.
I lost it.
It was like Tigger. It was like Tigger just entered the debate. It was like, oh, put him up.
What? Is that Tigger or the Cowardly Lion?
I don't know. Aren't they cousins? Who knows?
I think they're related. Ooh, that should be our next debate. Are they related? I don't know how you would debate that. That's dumb.
Let's do another one, shall we? Another question.
Yes. Let's move on. This one has got to be better than the first one.
Yeah, that one was terrible.
Although, I like how we did. We had no plans whatsoever. No. We're just like, hey, we'll pick them and go.
No. Do we ever have a plan, Tony? We don't. Come on.
No, we don't plan. I mean, if anything anybody should learn by listening to this podcast is we do not plan anything.
There. Okay, it's under clock, not phone. Okay. So I can time too. Okay.
Okay. Let's see. We're going to go. Next topic is from our main man, Nate.
Perfect.
This one, we're both going to – this one's a little close to home for both of us. Why does nothing ever go right for Brent in regards to his employees?
Oh, that is a very good question.
Yes. So Brent is a little background. Brent is a friend of ours who owns his own business and repeatedly has problems with everyone.
With
he hires.
Everyone and anyone, including
anyone.
Yelp,
yeah.
Including Angie's
List. It doesn't
list,
have to be employees.
Including his employees, everyone. So I'll go first.
Yes,
but I'll let you, like, if you want to be pro or con, I don't care. You choose.
Pro as in pro Brent and con Brent?
I have no clue. What was the question again?
Yeah, we didn't. This was actually would not probably.
You mean we didn't plan something out? Wow. Okay.
Why does nothing ever go right for Brent in regards to his employees?
Okay.
So how are we going to debate this?
So how come nothing goes right? And if you think it doesn't go right, and you think everything goes right, you'd say everything does go right for Brent. It's
okay,
just
yeah,
his
so
surroundings that are bad or something like that.
Okay.
And I say because he's a jackass.
You want to be pro Brent or you want to be con Brent?
I'll be like, no, Brent's doing a fine job, and you be against.
I'll be against. Okay.
Yeah.
Sounds good. Okay. Yeah. Let me get my timer.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah, I got it. 2 minutes on the clock, and your 2 minutes starts now.
Look, I don't think that Brent's doing a bad job at all. I mean, I think he has a hard time with racist customers who don't want him to be doing his lawn because he employs people of a different persuasion of them, and they don't like that. But guess what? Brent is a good employee, and he doesn't cause any harm, and he doesn't have any, you know, he's always there. Look, the guy got something stolen from his truck. That wasn't on him. He got it stole from his truck while he was at the grocery store. Some guy stole it from his truck. How is he supposed to know? How is he supposed to know that he should lock it up in his truck? I mean, normal people don't lock things in their truck. Now, do they? No, they don't. Why would they? You know, and another thing is, those people that give him bad Angie's List review, excuse me, who the hell is Angie? Who the fuck are you, Angie, that you got to be all like, Brent's lawn service, poop and scooping business, isn't that great because he loses stuff in his truck when he should have locked it in his truck. But no, you know what? The honor system. I think people need to be more like keep their doors unlocked and go about doing that. And that's why I think Brent's doing a great job. There you
okay,
go.
Okay, you have 30 seconds. Anything left to add?
Brent is amazing. I wish that he would come on the show. For some reason, he doesn't want to be interviewed by us. Hopefully, we can change his mind. So, Brent, come on our show. That's it.
Perfect.
I'm done.
Awesome. Very well. Very well spoken.
It's very well
very
spoken.
Articulate.
Very
articulate.
I was very passionate.
You were.
Yeah, people
you
need
were.
To be kind. If you see something in the back of someone's truck, don't steal it. The honor system. Be cool, you know?
It's just be a decent human being.
Yeah. Don't take advantage of someone that doesn't know how to lock their door. Oh, then you want me to? So go ahead and you do the other side of Brent, the not so good side. So
phrasing. okay.
Let me get my.
Okay, so.
And
got
go.
Your timer?
Go.
So. Cons about Brent working for or being with him at any aspect. So, first of all, he hires people from Angie's List, from what I hear. They're very unreliable. You cannot do any kind of background checks with them. You have no idea who you're going to get. One time I hired someone off of Angie's List to come clean my house, and it was just three raccoons in a trench coat. And instead of cleaning the house, they just tore it all up and shit everywhere. So first of all, you don't want to do that. Don't ever hire anybody from Angie's List. Second of all, he leaves his equipment in his truck, just out there for the world to see. So whenever anybody walks by his truck, it's like, oh, look, it's a yard sale with everything for free. So he's just inviting people to steal his stuff. So I really think he can't really blame other people for his negligence. And I think the biggest concern is he takes many referrals from two ass clowns scooping. Now, they have repeatedly fucked him over on every job,
yes.
On every instance. They haven't paid their bills what they owe him. They haven't done proper work for him whenever he hires them out. But he keeps going back to them. So I say that's all on his own fault right there to keep going back to two-ass clown scooping. They're not reliable whatsoever. And another big issue I have with Brent's work ethic is he himself is, I'd say, a little – I wouldn't say racist, but he's scared of white people. He does not trust them, and that's why he always has to have bodyguards come with him when he has to go sell his drums to a family of five. So I think he's just scared of himself.
In time. Sorry, you went 13 minutes or 13 seconds over because I enjoyed what you were saying. So I say...
Thank you.
I kind of enjoyed that. That was wonderful. Yeah. No, but yeah, I don't think that Brent should be afraid of white people that he sells drums to.
No,
you know, that's
I don't
not,
think so at all.
That's not cool. All right, we got time for a couple more, don't we? A couple more debates.
I think so.
Hopefully,
I think
you're enjoying this debate.
A couple more. Debate the shit out of this stuff.
Debate the
okay,
shit
so we're
out
gonna
of...
go. The next, actually, two topics will just piggyback off of each other.
Okay.
Do you want me to give them both right now, or should we just do the one at a time?
Do one at a time. We'll go right into it. I think I know what you're talking about, but we'll be fine.
Okay.
Because so you know, whenever you make me decide, it always goes good. Always.
I know. It's worked out well so far. Okay. God damn it, I'm so jealous of your sound effects box.
when we decided that we were going to do this debate episode, I was like, wait a minute, I have a sound machine thing that I got at Target. I'm going to use that because my words suck. So
I need to back it up.
I need to back it up with sound. Good. Is that the hot dog one?
Yeah, our next topic is from Anne. And the question is, why isn't a hot dog or hamburger considered a sandwich?
It's not considered a sandwich? I guess I don't know. I guess it's,
No, I wouldn't think so.
Okay. Do you want it is or
Because
not? Flip a
I'll take
coin.
is not.
Is not. Okay, I will say it is a sandwich because once again you give me with a crap. But sure, I'll do it. I'll do it. I got my sound machine. Okay. 2 minutes.
I could take it that
No,
it is.
Tony. Don't, no. No, it's fine.
I
Whatever.
could make it easy for you, if you want to be a whiny little bitch about it, and I could cater to you. That's fine.
Okay.
Because I got both sides of this topic.
I got my catering from Angie's List, so it was just three raccoons and a goat, and it was wonderful. That was the catering place, three raccoons and a goat. I guess I should have known by the name of it, but I didn't. Anyway, go ahead. I'm doing it is a sandwich. You're doing it's not a sandwich. I digress, I guess. That's what the kids calling it nowadays. I digress.
That's what the kids. Okay,
Okay.
is it your turn to go first?
I
No, it's
went
mine.
first last time. You go first.
Sorry, I
We'll
forgot.
do this.
You want to
Ready?
debate the fact? Because I think I
Paper,
would
rock, scissors.
do
Ready?
this. All right, ready? Hold
Paper,
on, I've
ready.
got
Paper,
one,
rock,
two,
two, three.
three.
Ruler, I win. Oh, and our
Oh,
listeners
damn.
can't see. I'm flipping them off right now, but that's okay. You go ahead. You go first. I always
Okay.
win on paper, rock, scissors.
He always
Just give
does.
them the ruler.
He always does.
Yeah.
Let's give him the ruler,
I
which
win.
isn't even an option,
Which is
but
a
that's all
numb
right.
thing, but go ahead.
Okay, so back on topic here.
What?
Why is I'm going to debate that the hot dog and the hamburger are considered sandwiches.
Okay.
So
And I'm
here
not, they're not
we,
sandwiches. Okay,
and
go ahead.
you are debating that. And away
And
we go. Now, hot dog and hamburger should be considered sandwiches, 'cause let's all take a minute and dissect the sandwich.
well,
What
you
is a
got two, but
sandwich?
go ahead.
Piece of bread, meat, cheese, whatever toppings, lettuce, tomato, whatever you want on there, and another slice of bread. That constitutes a sandwich. So first of all, I can't even begin to fathom why the hamburger would not be considered a sandwich, because it's the exact same thing: bread, meat, lettuce, cheese, special sauce, chopped onions, and another slice of bread. Just because the bread is shaped differently doesn't mean that it's a different thing. It's a sandwich. It's an actual sandwich. Hot dog, also a sandwich. Bread, meat, bread, toppings in between, whatever kind you want. Just because your meat is tubular doesn't mean, and I'm not talking about radical like the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles would say, as in a tube shape, the shape of the meat and the shape of the bread does not constitute what type of, whether it is a sandwich or not. It's the ingredients, it's the way it's built, that constitutes a sandwich.
I'm sorry, I was drinking, but keep
That's
going.
all I've got to say on that topic. No, that's all I need to say.
Oh,
I
okay.
am done.
And stop. All right. Stop. Okay, reset. Okay. That's what she said. Okay. Ayo.
Heyo. Okay, are you ready to try to refute my statements?
I can in like 2 minutes. Because I'll use the whole
Well,
time.
that's.
I haven't done
I
it
didn't even
since, I
need the
haven't
2
even done
minutes.
it in the last two debates, but I am going to use all my time. Okay, ready? And
Okay,
go.
ready?
Yep. Are you ready? Are we going? Are
Oh,
you
yeah.
going?
Are
Oh,
you ready?
okay. Yeah. Go again. I
Sure,
didn't
I'll
know you
reset your
timed it.
stuff.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
This is gonna be
Ready?
awesome. This is gonna be
Your time
legendary.
starts.
It's gonna be legend. Wait for it, Dairy. Okay, ready? Go ahead. Did we already
Okay,
go?
your 2 minutes starts now.
So here's the thing about hamburgers and hot dogs and why they're not considered sandwiches. Because why the fuck would the hamburger be stealing anything but he, like if they were all sandwiches, he might as well steal every sandwich in the world. But the hamburger, he wants to steal the hamburgers because he's the hamburger. That's why he loves hamburgers. He doesn't love sandwiches. Look, just, and they're not, like, the hot dog is not even in between two pieces of bread. It's a bun that's on its side. It's flipped around. It's like you sent a sandwich into car crash and flipped around and said, "Fuck you, I'm a hot dog now. Look at me." And sometimes I fit past the bun, and sometimes I'm like, "Here, Charlie, here, have the rest of my bun," and I throw it at my dog, and my dog's there, and the dog catches it, and he says, "Ruff," and then the hamburger comes, and he steals my goddamn hamburger, because he's the hamburger, not the sandwich blicker, the sandwich blicker. No one knows McDonald's and the sandwich blicker. No one. Done. I'm done now. Mic drop.
Oh, you got 42 seconds left.
Okay, well, the hamburger is not the sandwich blugger. He's not the sandwich blugger. He is a hamburger who was established by the Ronald McDonald Foundation that collects those pop tabs that you use to do something with. I don't know why people collect those pop tabs. Why do they do that? For the Ronald McDonald Foundation? Why do they do that? Am I done? Do I still have 20 minutes? 20
You're
seconds?
Done.
Okay.
20 minutes left.
What's the thing that goes with
that? That was such a great argument.
You can't debate that. You can't debate what I'm saying. He's not called a sandwich bugler.
If I could just tack on one tagline to my debate, because I didn't use all my time, to tag on.
No.
There's no rules established. There's no rules established. I had 40 seconds left. I think we could go back. I think we should. You had 12 seconds left. I had like 40 seconds left. I think we were allowed to use all our time.
We're allowed to use all of our time. So you can use that, and I'll use my 12 seconds.
I would just like to say, all hamburgers are sandwiches, but not all sandwiches are hamburgers.
And that's all you're going to say?
That's all I got to say.
And I got 12 seconds?
You've got 12 seconds.
I did. Whoa. That was whoa feedback. Okay, what's our next topic? I'm done with this topic. It goes along with that though, right?
Yeah. Okay, but we are piggybacking off of that topic because the next one comes from Hunter, which says, proper use of mustard. Does it belong on a hamburger?
Well, a hamburger is not a sandwich, so we already
know
this.
And I say we could even tag on hot dogs as well.
Okay,
make that. Does it belong on hamburgers or hot dogs?
And since you don't believe that there are – I'll go first. And I'll be against mustard because I don't put mustard on my shit at all.
Okay, you're against mustard. I'll be for mustard.
Okay, ready? You're going to time
me? Hold on, let me get my – all right.
Get your shit together.
Your 2 minutes starts now.
I do believe that mustard – am I against mustard, by the way? 2 minutes debating. Am I pro?
You're against mustard.
Okay. I am against mustard because mustard should always be part of the military. For instance, Colonel Mustard. So mustards should not be on any type of not sandwich like the hamburger or the hot dog. Mustard should be a colonel that investigates a crime at a spooky house. Around maybe the fall, maybe Halloween, who knows, give or take a few weeks here or there. Maybe Miss Scarlet will be there. Maybe there'll be a Captain Peacock, even though he's not part of the clue board, and he's actually on a British show called Are You Being Served? Maybe Mrs. White will be there as well. Maybe you could just spread some Mrs. White on your hot dog. Maybe you like that, huh? Maybe you want some Mr. Green on your hamburger. Maybe you want that. Maybe you want some Tim Curry. Maybe you want some curry to put on your hamburger too, or your hot dogs. Try that. Maybe that's not spicy enough for you. Maybe you want the whole cast of Clue to come over. And maybe you want the whole cast to make your hamburger and hot dog for you. Is that what we need? Oh, because we're getting crazy with the condiments? Huh? No, I don't think so. I'm done. The end. Boom.
All right.
Mic drop.
Mic drop, damn. Okay, well, you have 36 seconds left if you choose to
I don't. I choose. I think that's a good argument.
It is solid. It is solid.
It's pretty solid.
So now I shall offer you my counter of
ProBuster. I will give you my 30 seconds if you want it. That's how confident I am.
I'm not going to need it. Okay. Now, you ready?
Yes.
Okay. So, mustard does belong on a hamburger and or hot dog for this simple reason. As my last statement debate said, I proved beyond the shadow of a doubt that they are both considered sandwiches. And now they can, because they are sandwiches, you can put anything you want on a sandwich. You want to put a little Tim Curry on there? Put that curry on there. You want some Mrs. White? Spread it on, man. Spread it on. Put some green on there, Mr. Green. I don't give a shit. You can put whatever you want on that sandwich. They could come over and make you that sandwich and spread it on. So you could put mustard on a hot dog. I know I'm in Chicago. I know that's blasphemous. No, that's ketchup. Sorry. I digress. But hot dog in Chicago is considered the condiment to put onto a hot dog. Personally, now see, I don't personally like mustard on a hamburger, but I think you have a right and a choice to put it on there because it does belong there if you want it there. Every person's sandwich is their own choice, and you cannot tell people what to put on a sandwich, i.e. hot dog, hamburger, anything. They have a right to choose their own toppings and put whatever it is that their taste buds so desire. Boom.
Yes. Boom.
I'm done.
That is America, right?
America. God damn it.
Oh, man. Tony, I think you beat me on that one.
Thank you.
I think you beat me on that one. I think we're all through on debating, don't you? I think I'm all debated out.
I think so.
I kind of want to go play a game of Clue right now for some reason. Instead of, or
I know, I have a hankering for some Clue. Would you like to challenge me to a game of Clue?
No, you can't play Clue with two people because basically it's you can't. It's not possible.
No.
You have to have three people. I mean, I guess you can, but whatever. But what do we know? No.
If our game C's board skills are anything that? To judge, if our game board, our board game track record is anything to note.
Right. You'll have a Clue board and I'll just have sorry. And I'll just keep saying, I'm sorry that I don't have a Clue board over and over again.
Why don't you then I'll just keep saying, Bradley, why don't you get a Clue? Why don't you get a Clue, Brad?
So, do you have anything else to say about debates? Did you enjoy debating the master debater?
Oh, it was quite the fulfilling afternoon.
Yeah, I master debate all the time, at least once a day. What about you?
Oh, yeah, I can easily debate at least once or twice a day, sometimes three.
Sometimes three? Wow. Sometimes I don't even know. I do it in my sleep. I master debate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just wake up and I've debated.
and I check down and everything's all kind of unfamiliar and I fell underneath the bed and I don't know what I'm doing.
But sweaty and confused.
Much like after I listened to this podcast. Sweaty and confused.
Exactly so.
So it's about 30 minutes later since we started. So everyone that's listening is probably sweaty and confused. So I think it's probably time to say goodbye, don't you think?
Yeah, should we roll the die and see what our next letter is going to be?
Let's roll the die, shall we? You do that because awesome. You have the die, right? Don't
okay.
you have the die? Or do,
yep,
oh,
I've got the die.
Well, I think you sent it to me, didn't what? You?
Oh, yeah, that's right. Did you get it in the mail?
No, I haven't received it in the mail yet.
Well, it's lucky I got a special one here, the backup. So
I'll
roll
go ahead.
This one real quick, and okay. Hopefully by the next episode you'll have yours so you can roll one. So,
okay.
Boom. And the next letter is going to be P.
Oh, what was it?
Oh, P.
Oh, yeah, P. We're going to do P. Yeah. That's awesome. So we're
going to pee.
So
got
we're
gonna, some pee for you.
We're going to take a pee. And we'll see you probably next time when we decide what the hell we're going to do with that one. Say goodnight, Tony.
Good night.
And see you next time, Zubaroos.
Hamburger University with Ronald McDonald.
Good morning, class.
Good morning, Ronald.
Today's subject, the Hamburglar.
Ooh.
The Hamburglar is very clever and very sneaky.
The Hamburglar!
And he loves taking McDonald's hamburgers. So, what should you yell when you see it?
Help Ronald save us!
That's right.
Uh-oh.
Hamburglar.
It's a good time for the train.
You've got a lot to learn.
Don't take burgers, Rubble Rubble.
And welcome back to ABC Douchebag. Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. Oh.
Blah, blah, blah.
Here we go.
Blah, 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 I'm blah, stopping blah. That. Okay. Totally screwed up.
That was